Mr. Young. So agenda item number 9 is the uncontested items, and those are items 12 through 17. I'm going to briefly describe what those items are. And so we have six uncontested items. Item number 12 is the Burns property in Monterey, and we are proposing a case closure for a cleanup site for an underground storage tank where we had some MTB and benzene contamination. Item number 13, please note in the agenda that we have a resolution number from 2011. However, we had to change that to a resolution number 2012, so that resolution number is R3-2012-0015. And this is for the Tres Pinos County Water District wastewater facility, and we are proposing rescission of the 1999 WDR and adopting new WDR as an associated monitoring and reporting plan. And items number 14 and 15 are the same discharger, and that is for the California Valley Solar Ranch. Item number 14 is proposing approval of WDRs and associated monitoring and reporting plan for the construction phase of that project. Item number 15 is also the California Valley Solar Ranch, and please note that in the agenda we have the 2011 a resolution number, however, that we had to change that to 2012, so that resolution number is R3-2012-0225. And that is proposing adoption of WDRs and associated monitoring reporting requirements for surface impoundments for that project. Item number 16 is the Nipomo Community Services District, and we are proposing adoption of WDRs and associated monitoring reporting requirements. This is for municipal and domestic wastewater treatment facility in Nipomo. Finally, item number 17 is extension of the waiver of the timber harvest discharge waiver. For that, we would like an extension of 24 months from the current waivers to give us a little bit of time to work on updating that waiver and presenting it to the board. And we expect that will happen this fiscal year, actually this calendar year, probably within the next 6 months. And that covers the uncontested items, Mr. Young.
Okay. Dr. Wolf.
On item 13, there's a little paragraph referring to a compliance history. It's on page 2. And it refers to back in 2003 up to 2006, you know, some maintenance issue. And I was curious to see if staff had, since then additional feedback on the maintenance history of that facility, the proper reporting, et cetera.
And I wonder if one of our staff people, Ms. Martini, could answer that question for Dr. Wolf.
Yeah. Good morning. Cecile DiMartini with the Water Board. And, yeah, staff actually followed up with the Tres Pinos Water District, and they actually hired a very well-trained and certified wastewater treatment operator to assist them in those repairs and getting up to compliance.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
And then the second question I have is on item 14. There is a reference to the use of an ecologist for the purpose of monitoring the environmental impact of this project. And I'm curious to see if the California Valley Solar Ranch project has tried to work with the Land Conservancy or the RCDs on this project beyond hiring their own consultant.
Is Ms. Dyer here? Ms. Julia Dyer?
No.
Actually, no.
She is.
I'm Julia Dyer. I'm the staff person for that item. I haven't discussed that particular question with the ecologist, so I'm asking her to come up here and respond to that.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kelly Hardwick, and I'm an ecologist who's prepared the WDR materials for this item.
Can you speak into the microphone? We can't.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
And maybe pull it closer to.
Yeah, that works.
Is that working?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Again, my name is Kelly Hardwick, and I'm plant ecologist for the California Valley Solar Ranch Project. I prepare the WDR materials with Julia for this order.
Yep.
And this is Brian Borowski, who is also working with our firm, ecological consultants, doing the work that we're talking about here. Basically, we have talked about hiring conservation land managers and management companies, and at this time, we have not hired one of those firms. So at the moment, we are doing this sort of monitoring ourselves, but I do believe that the plan is to hire a conservation land management firm. Also, a site plan is being prepared for monitoring all of the conditions for the various permits for the project in the project site itself, for the BO, for the Fish and Wildlife Service, the ITP, for CDFG, and also the monitoring for the Water Board permit as well.
Hi, Brian Borowski, Vice President with H.D. Harvey & Associates. So there are two aspects that respond to your question. One of them is the on-site monitors that occur during construction and operation of these facilities. Those being performed by H.T. Harvey & Associates employees, but we've done extensive local outreach, hired a number of graduates from Cal Poly. In addition to that, there are environmental monitors from the local environmental community that we work with and oversee compliance. And then there's a county environmental monitoring team that also oversees compliance. So that's during operation construction. Associated with the California Valley Solar Ranch, there are the preservation of over 9,000 acres of wildlands. Those lands are the lands that Kelly was referring to. We're in the process of recording conservation easements for those lands, and is the intent of those conservation easements to be held and managed by a nonprofit entity.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, just a minor technical point. I don't know if it needs correction, but the staff report
for
item 15,
okay.
the order number reads 2011, not 2012, in both places on the front page.
Right. So item number 15, instead of 2011, it's resolution number R3-2012-0225.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good morning. Taya Tryon with the Land Disposal Program. We will update that number when it's finalized.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, does any member of the board wish to have any of these items pulled off the uncontested items calendar?
Do we have any cards?
Oh, I'm going to find out. Do we have any cards? Is there any member of the public that wishes to have any of these named agenda items pulled off the uncontested items calendar? Do we have any cards?
No, we do not.
We do not. Okay. So, need a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. A second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you very much. One thought I had when I saw timber harvest on here,
yes,
was perhaps we should have a status report on timber harvesting, mainly for the benefit of our new board members. Not now, but maybe at the next board meeting.
Already.
Something just to educate and explain the timber harvest program and kind of where we're at with it in terms of whether there have been any compliance issues that staff has picked up over the past few years, how many permits have been issued, things of that nature, and kind of a general explanation as to what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Right. I'm Harvey Packard. Let me address that. The action that you just took extended the current waiver.
Right.
And we're planning to bring an evaluation and discussion of the current program to you with a new waiver within the year. So we'd prefer to do it all at the same time there.
Okay, that would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you.